Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University.
Today, the topic of our Tasty Morsel is ice cream. In looking into the history of ice cream, I found the book Ice Cream, The Delicious History by Marilyn Powell. Powell tells us that far from being mere lists of things to put together, recipes represent the continuity of invention by artists in the kitchen. And in the case for ice cream, recipes open a window on the wealth of experimentation that's gone on all the way from medieval India and the Middle East to modern-day Middle America. Ice cream has graced the tables of royalty, the aristocracy, the middle class, and the poor. Sometimes it's made of fruit, sugar, and water. Sometimes eggs and cream, sometimes all of these, but always it reflects the tastes of the people for whom it was prepared. Over the course of human history, all communities have had to cope with heat, often using tasty treats to cool ourselves. As early as the 5th century BCE, the Greeks sold snow in markets that was harvested from Mount Olympus. The Bible itself references this practice. Proverbs 25:13 says, "As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him." But while the addition of ice is the genesis of ice cream wouldn't be what it is today without milk. Before researching, I had wrongly assumed that milk was an element of European culture. But the addition of milk to ice cream, in fact, originates in Asia. Powell follows popular speculation that Mughals, descendants of Genghis Khan, introduced ice cream into India. There's even an ice cream creation story. A Mongol horseman from the ancient world was riding his horse across the Himalayas, carrying a sack made from the intestines of a goat and filled with yak's milk. Although I should note this was most likely a dri, yak is male by definition. But to continue, the temperature dropped below freezing in the mountains, and as the horse galloped, the yak's milk was churned by the vibration. This, according to Powell, resulted in the world's first ice cream, and it was originally called kulfi. So how did ice cream, which traces its roots to ancient Greece and the Gobi-Manchurian steppe, find its way to our tables here in America? The first American patent granted for an ice cream machine was given to Nancy M. Johnson in 1843. The wholesale ice cream business started shortly thereafter in the 1850s with the work of a Quaker named Jacob Fussell Jr. He bought and sold milk from Pennsylvania farms. His trades usually left him with a surplus of cream, which he turned into ice cream. Within the U.S., ice cream has its own complex history, largely shaped commercially by companies such as Ben & Jerry's. But I was also struck by ice cream's place outside of the merely commercial domain of life. Ice cream was also shaped spiritually by the temperance movement, for which ice cream provided alternatives to ardent spirits. The whole history of ice cream is itself delicious and for sure too lengthy for this one tasty morsel. For now, I want to return to our own tables and our own contemporary love of ice cream. Although most ice cream is produced commercially, it is in fact pretty easy to make. There are simple appliances available to purchase and churn at home. When it comes to homemade ice cream, we want to keep a few tips in mind. First is a note on texture. Homemade ice cream will always freeze harder than commercial ice cream because it does not contain the usual commercial emulsifiers. A similar creaminess can be created by adding eggs and making it a custard base. Keep in mind, too, if the freeze of homemade ice cream is bothersome, you can add liquor, usually vodka since it's flavorless, but not too much or it won't freeze at all. Perhaps the easiest solution is to simply take out the ice cream to soften 5 to 10 minutes before serving. If you go to upr.org, there will be a recipe for peach ice cream to get you started. As you said about your own experimentations, keep Powell's observation in mind. Ice cream, she writes, always reflects the tastes of the people for whom it was prepared. I hope that when making ice cream, you too find your own unique taste and that it becomes a unique reflection of you. And most of all, enjoy.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past is made possible by USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining. And Rock Hill Creamery in Richmond, creating natural rind raw milk cheeses, including Dark or Snow Canyon Edam, named after two southern Utah canyons. Cheese with character, rockhillcheese.com.